Firearms Museum is one of five major museums and a research library under one roof at the Buffalo Bills Center of the West in Cody, Wyoming. The Cody Firearms Museum has almost 7,000 historically significant firearms and more than 20,000 firearms-related artifacts. We've got a collection that spans about 1425 to modern day on an international scale. And with all those guns, sometimes it's hard to pick out our favorites. But we're making an attempt and showing you some of the highlights from the museum. Now, this gun right here is an amazing Cold Fistley because of who it belonged to. Audie Murphy, the most decorated U.S. combat soldier of World War II. Now, you may ask, if you're of my generation, who's Audie Murphy? Well, Audie Murphy was one of the most significant people of his time and is actually the second most visited grave in the Arlington Cemetery. Audie Murphy was enlisted in the U.S. Army at 17 years old, and he became the most decorated soldier during that time, receiving 33 awards, including the Medal of Honor. A lot of people know Audie Murphy, though, because when he returned from war, he was featured in Life magazine, and actor James Cagney noticed him and invited him out to Hollywood. Now, he wasn't exactly a successful actor at the start, but he became a pretty prolific Western actor and starred in many films. And he also starred in many military films, including The Red Badge of Courage and To Hell and Back, based on his own autobiography. One of the reasons that we have Audie Murphy on display here, in addition to his amazing accomplishments and also his film career, is because of who he was as a person. When Audie Murphy returned from the war, he suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder, known at the time as combat fatigue. Now, Audie Murphy had a lot of issues that he was dealing with when he came back from the war, and he was incredibly concerned when he saw soldiers coming back from Korea and other wars, and so he was one of the first advocates for the government to study post-traumatic stress disorder in soldiers returning home. He was such a good advocate for that that they actually named a veterans hospital after him. Now, this gun that we have here is a part of Audie Murphy's civilian life. It's a Colt Bisley made in 1905, and it's a really significant gun because it belonged to him, but it was actually given to him by Gary Cooper. And one of the greatest features on this gun is the mother-of-pearl grips on here. They actually molded the mother-of-pearl to fit his hands, and it's one of the thickest sets of grips I've ever seen. It's a fantastic specimen, and it's a really great representation of the life that Audie Murphy had, a life that was cut short at just the age of 45 in a plane crash. We're excited to have it here at the Cody Firearms Museum. And if you want to see other guns like that, make sure to come and check us out. But if you can't get to Wyoming, check us out online. You can look up our website at centerofthewest.org/explorefirearms, or check us out on social media. We're Cody Firearms Museum on Facebook and at Cody Firearms on Twitter. We hope you'll check us out.